Winters Exteriors LLC encourages parents to add to your child's education with proper information about drug abuse and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, doesn't it make you wonder who is? That's courtesy of Lance, Andrea, and staff at Winters Exteriors LLC, your complete remodeling contractors with a reputation for quality work at prices you can afford. For an estimate, call 720-365-5248. That's Winters Exteriors LLC in Brighton, on the air because they care. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The thing is, you look at what's going on over in the Middle East today. Why, you see, war after war after war, all of them contrived. The United States has been funding, certainly, the terrorists who are there in Syria, with killed 170,000 innocent civilians. Millions have been driven from their homes. Millions have been driven from Syria. Why are we funding the terrorists there? Where's the outcry from the American leaders? After all, we've killed 170,000 civilians, probably more than that by now. God is going to hold America guilty. The American civilians, not from what they've done, but what they haven't done. Because how many of you have spoken out against what's happening in Syria? And then we have the war over there in Iraq, and we're funding both sides, the ISIS and versus Shia. We're funding both sides, and they're killing tens of thousands of people, capturing soldiers. Certainly, one side just recently, after capturing soldiers, killed 60 of them. The other side, after capturing soldiers, executed 20 of them in reprisal. What madness is this? And then, of course, we have the war going on in Gaza, and how do we understand it? After all, all the evidence is that America was certainly in contact with Hamas before the war. In fact, who's funding Hamas? Where did Hamas come from? Where is Hamas getting its weapons from? You can't have an organization like Hamas without a lot of money behind it. Who's providing the money? Well, to give you an analysis of what's going on there, all of this is eventually going to affect you, but give us an analysis of what's going on in the war in Gaza at the present time. Barry Shamet. Go ahead, Barry. Good to have you with
us. Yeah, I'm overwhelmed with stuff now, but I'll try and start it out. Look, we, right on this show, were the first to report 10 days ago, by the way, that the tunnels have been discovered and the plan, this is according to the Hamas soldiers or whatever you call them. They don't have an army as such, but nonetheless, they were captured armed, and they've been saying that our plan was for Rosh Hashanah, an invasion of, well, here's the quote, 200 terrorists. In the settlements in the area, the tunnels have been dug out under the kibbutzim, and they plan to occupy the whole area and kill as many Israelis as possible. We reported that 10 days ago from my little source. Now it's all over the media, just everywhere. But I got, by the way, as of yesterday, it's all over the media, just everywhere. Now, assuming that's true, I had a phone call last night from my friend Hanoch, And he says to me, I was just listening to, well, Arutz Aleph, I don't have to go into the Israeli media, it's highly legitimate. He said, a member of Maas, that's the civil engineering corps in Israel, said, we have the technology to have discovered the tunnel. It's sonar technology, and little by little, we take the area, piece by piece, we would have discovered the tunnel. There was no need to endanger our soldiers when we have technology. Why wasn't it used? In short, okay, why wasn't it used? And my friend called me up, and he asked that question. If we have sonar technology that can discover tunnels, why have we got 45 dead so far? Mostly, all right, rockets so much, but tunnels are a big, well, let's say a motive for keeping up the war. And, well, he says, I don't get it. Why didn't they call the police? Oh, by the way, the report had children hearing the digging under their beds and all this stuff. Why didn't we just go in there? We have these machines that can tell the difference between a gap in the earth and the earth itself, and we could have got rid of them. I'm leaving that for you to figure out, you know. My friend Canucks phoned me because he couldn't figure it out, and frankly, either can I. But there, the fact you're getting is the tunnels have to be destroyed. The fact the civil engineer gave is that tunnels could have been destroyed years ago. Putting a balance on this awful war.
It wasn't the war.
Pardon me?
It's almost as if there are certain people in Israel who wanted this war.
Yeah, well, I've got more reports of that, and I'm getting kind of overwhelmed by them. Let's call it winging it, the reports. By the way, just so you know, Kerry came back from a failed mission. John Kerry, CFR, your Secretary of State, he flew to Egypt again. I've repeated this, but I'm going to again. You want a negotiator that Hamas is guaranteed 100% to reject is their enemy in Egypt, who threw out the Sharia government of Morsi and have been fighting Hamas ever since. You want something to fail? Make Egypt be the negotiator. You want something to possibly succeed, possibly get a real neutral mediator like, Switzerland, and you might have a chance. You had no chance with Egypt. None. Zero. But he went and did that. He went and met the Egyptians, and, well, they, let's just say it failed in Cairo. Leave it at that. So he flies to Ramallah and meets with Hamas. I'm sorry, with Abbas. And, well, we don't know what was going on in that meeting, but the day after Kerry met Abbas, Abbas declared, well, he declared days of rage in, well, in Arabic talk, that means another intifada. And he got hundreds of kids, six dead so far, to go to Israeli checkpoints and demonstrate. This is after meeting Kerry. It didn't get more peaceful. It got a way, way, way more warlike after Kerry's Middle East adventure. Oh, and by the way, August 2nd is El Quds Day.
Hold those thoughts. Yep. Hold that thought, sorry. We'll be back in a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Winters Exteriors, LLC encourages parents to add to your child's education with proper information about drug abuse and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, doesn't it make you wonder who is? That's courtesy of Lance, Andrea, and staff at Winters Exteriors, LLC, your complete remodeling contractors with a reputation for quality work at prices you can afford. For an estimate, call 720-365-5248. That's Winters Exteriors, LLC in Brighton, on the air because they care. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Barry Hammett. Barry, go right ahead.
Yeah, just to let you know, August 2nd, coming up next week is Al Quds Day. Worldwide, Arabs are going to be celebrating Jerusalem Day, and it's going to be very treacherous for Jews worldwide. France right now, well, three-quarters of the Jews, 500,000 people, are looking for a way to get out of there. And it's not because of French Catholics. It's because of a vast Muslim population that, well, they're, burning synagogues, harassing anyone who shows signs of Jewishness, on and on. That's coming up worldwide next week. But let's go back to Kerry and the Egyptians and the failed diplomacy. As you know, everyone is reporting that the poor Gazans have nowhere to go. They're trapped. Well, they have another border that is closed, and that's the Egyptian border. They can wait out the conflict in the Sinai, in theory, but the Egyptians have closed it. Now, in short, you may have 99 of 100 of the requestees to get away from the war are honest, decent people, but that 1% of the Hamas and the terrorists can really, really muck up a country. So it's not just Israel blocking the border out of this sphere. The Egyptians, who were supposedly the mediators, their border's just as closed, like anyone mentions that. Now, look, I'm going to quote, it's very tough dealing with the data I'm getting, and a lot of phone calls lately as well. And again, that's tough to know what's right and what's wrong. There's been just so much obfuscation out there. But there was, and this is the only survey I've read of the Gazans themselves. It was taken June 15th to 17th, before this mini war began, but after Hamas began firing rockets. It's kind of important to know that detail. These are the Gazans before the operation. Now, look, follow this, because I'm not sure the Washington Institute is reliable, but it's the only report I've got, only poll I've got. So here we go. What they found is 70% of Gazans believe that Hamas should maintain a ceasefire with Egypt in both Gaza and the West Bank. That's 70%, the majority. And furthermore, 57% said that the unity government of Hamas and Mahmoud Abbas should, quote, renounce violence against Israel. Now, I'm going to go on with the survey, but already you see that by Hamas shooting from neighborhoods, a lot of very, very innocent people are, well, they're not just victims. You know, the business about human shields is very, very true. They shoot where they think, well, Israel will never shoot a neighborhood. Rocket goes off, in comes artillery and the Air Force. It's a nasty, nasty war. But the victims, there are victims, all right? And I'm quoting, again, this Washington Institute report. And here are more figures from the actual residents of Gaza before, just before the mini war, the Mitzah started. 66.6 consider Hamas to be guilty of corruption. 78% criticize the use of terror groups and not a formal security structure to enforce law and order. In other words, you don't go to the police with a complaint. You're going to a militia who may or may not deal with you, the complainant. The world has been turned upside down, well, for the Gazans, and frankly, it will leak back to Israel for, as far as I can see, forever. But let's go on with the survey. 88% of respondents agreed to the statement, quote, the PA should send officials and security officers to Gaza to take over administration there. That's 88% don't want Hamas in their lives. And look at the contrast. The combined support for Hamas, well, their leaders, of course, are Khaled Mishaal and Ismail Haniyeh, but it barely topped 15%. Most Gazans, if this survey is accurate, and believe me, it's changed since then, most Gazans hate Hamas with a passion. Right? Again, I quote this being the only survey of the actual residents of Gaza. What can you say? They don't want Hamas any more than Israel wants them. But their houses are being destroyed. Their children are being killed. Israel's in a trap, no doubt about it. The rockets go off in populated areas, and they have to react. And look, when people write me saying the proportionality shows that Israel was in there just to kill Palestinians, the fact is that 2,000 rockets have been shot since the operation, and their intent was to massacre Israelis. So sorry, Hamas, we have a defense system, and you didn't do it so far. Nonetheless, their intention, people have forgotten this, their intention was to kill many, many, many thousands of Israelis. Keeping a balance here, Israel had a way not to fall into the trap. Now, I'm going to rehash this, but too bad. You're going to get it from me again. The right of Israel said, don't enter Gaza, it's a death trap. They were led by the Deputy Defense Minister, Danny Danon, who after he said, cut off, Israel controls Gaza's gas, electricity, and water. He said, cut them off. If need be, starve them into submission, but don't enter there. Well, he got fired. Immediately after this statement, he got fired. Now, as for Moshe Feiglin, who I knew before he was in the Knesset, and I think started honest, well, he said the same thing. Don't enter Gaza. Cut off supplies. Cut off electricity. Well, what happened to Moshe Feiglin? He got promoted. The new crook president of Israel, Ruvi Rivlin, someday I'll dive into this perhaps, Moshe Feiglin took a seat on the Foreign Affairs and Security Commission of the Knesset. So if you tell what makes a lot of logical sense, you either get fired or promoted, but you are corrupted by being in that Knesset. Now, what did Netanyahu say to his members of the Knesset? He said, quote, lawyers won't let him shut off Gaza's water and electricity, like what's going on today with 1,000 dead Palestinians so far is a good PR ploy for Israel to keep lawyers happy. It's, gosh almighty, you would think people would be thinking, but Israelis are. Now, one, by the way, his name, just for the heck of it, was Daniel Materi, a truck driver. He could not stand the fact that, wow, Hamas was bombarding Israel with rockets. The Israeli government was supplying them with the natural gas to keep the show going, to keep their electricity on. In short, here's the quote from early in this war. On Tuesday, July 8th, 148 trucks carrying supplies and 221 tons of natural gas entered Gaza, and this, well, it went through the Kerem Shalom crossing. The announcement came from the Office for Coordination of Government Activities in Gaza. One Israeli really didn't like this very much, and that is the Materi. He's a truck driver. Here's the quote. Fed up at near incessant Hamas rocket fire into Israel, took matters into his own hands on Sunday and used his truck to block an aid convoy from entering Gaza. This was reported on Channel 2. You don't need to know that, but it came from Israel's civil authority. They have continued to allow hundreds of tons of humanitarian aid in order to alleviate conditions for Gaza's residents. Look, Materi took his truck and he blocked, here's the quote. He had seen enough of the hundreds of rockets, and on the sixth day of Operation Protective Edge, weird name, and the thousands before then, he blocked, here's the quote. For 3 hours, he refused to move his vehicle, parked across the two-lane road leading to Gaza, and his wildcat strike halted a several kilometer long line of trucks carrying goods to the Palestinian. Look, he was arrested. You never heard from him again. Not everyone is fooled by all this. And if people have to understand, supplying the enemy during a period when they're rocketing you over 2,000, it doesn't make sense, and this has really had enough. And you can be sure he's going to pay for it, all right? It's sad, but you can be sure he's going to pay for it. Now, I'm going to go on with information I've been getting, and it's just not good. And it's so worrying for me, and it's worrying because people who have been reading me are now turning pro-Hamas. And they have to understand, Israel, one way or another, is fighting an enemy that should have smashed it to bits. This Iron Dome is being hailed as the savior of Israel. But if those 2,000-plus rockets, even 10% of them had landed, there would be many thousands of Israeli dead. Now, the poll tells us that before this operation, unlike what you're getting in your media, was that Hamas is not liked by the Gazans. And they are being used at a level that's disgusting. Three-year-olds, four-year-olds, they're being used as shields. And Israeli soldiers are dying because they don't want to kill the little kids. It's a messy, ugly war. But Hamas, you want to get an enemy that deserves it. That's them. You want to get a victim that doesn't deserve it. That's the Gazan people. It's a mess. And they're dying. And Israelis are dying. Now, I'm going to give you a background with new information I've received. Oh, I don't want to read this, but I'm going to. The original start of the war. The reason that, well, 88% of Gazans want Hamas out, 91% of Israelis want this war continued until, well, if they actually enter Gaza, it'll be 45 dead so far. You go into Gaza, that figure is going to go sky high. But 91% of Israelis want Hamas defeated, thinking it will bring peace to their lives. Oh, these poor, deluded people. Nonetheless, it will never bring peace. Never, never, never. But the start of the war, some Israelis are wondering, why is that three Israeli teenagers were abducted, supposedly by Hamas, and murdered, supposedly by Hamas? There isn't enough evidence to make that claim, but they attacked Gaza over that claim.
All right, we'll be back in a moment here at the American Skin Duster.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
The staff and families at Grace Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Grace Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food, offering a 10% discount for all military personnel.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Barry, before we go on, I want to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your book, and how they can get your PayPal button.
Sure. I appreciate this, but my books are all at www.lulu.com, lulu.com. search box, write in my last name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. The book you'll want is Bye Bye Gaza, where, well, I wrote it. I was in Gaza as they pulled out week after week. It did no good, but nonetheless, my adventures are in Bye Bye Gaza. My website, it's kind of up to date. It needs a lot of work, but David Samarin has put the latest article up. So go to barrychamish.com. My address, my email address is there. If you want to donate, it's the only way I'm staying alive to look at, I think from my point of view, objectively what's going on. So that's barrychamish.com. Look. My friend Hanok called. He was listening to the first network, and it doesn't matter. It very mainstream. They were talking about the Yom Kippur War. Now, I've written about this and how it really happened, like that did any good. But, in fact, Moshe Dayan, who was the foreign, Dayan in 73, no, I think he was defense minister. Nonetheless, before the attack, he cut a deal, was forced to cut a deal. It's a messy business. It goes back to the almost sinking of the Liberty. Nonetheless, he and Kissinger agreed to give the Arabs the first blow in the next war. On Resh, well, First Channel, leave it at that, was a soldier, an engineer from that war. Not only did Dayan move all but 600 guinea pigs away from the front, this soldier said we were ordered to dismantle all the mines blocking, well, protecting Israel from Egyptian tanks. They were all dismantled just before the war broke out. Folks, if you don't think that the Israeli leadership is, you think they're protecting Jews? Every move they've made since the Yom Kippur War has been to set up Israel, again, dismantling its protection. Hanok found a witness to this. One more. In my books, in this case, all the way back to a book called Save Israel, I explained how they did to the Yom Kippur War, which cost us 3,000 dead in 2 days. Without Dayan, these 3,000 dead would be alive today. Now, as for the latest war, three Jews, I believe, were the guinea pigs. Three were kidnapped, but I think this was deliberate. A lot of people have asked. After the kidnapping took place, one of the boys called the police, said we're kidnapped. Now, at that point, cell phones have GPS today. This car could have been surrounded in a couple of minutes. But the police, with a flick of their wrist, called it a prank. A lot of people don't understand. One, can you really take out your cell phone and while you're being kidnapped and tell the police you're being kidnapped? And the second, and the police wouldn't take the report seriously. Look, they waited 2.5 weeks after the police minister said, we'll release the tape, to actually release it. And, well, what you hear are the three Jews being shot and gleeful celebration by the Arabs in the background. Maybe, just perhaps, it took 2 weeks to release because it was being prepared and rigged. Here's one, and I'm going to give you the latest, but here's one that I've reported before. It's from PalmaDeborahBlogspot.com. Whatever. Not all Israelis are taking the actual motive for the war as anything but sacrificing Jewish kids to get Israelis behind it. All right, here's their comment. It will be followed by the latest comment sent to me. Oh, gosh. What if the hour's delay in reporting the kidnapped boy's disappearance was not a royal follow-up? Why would there even be a policy in place where the person who took the emergency call had to run it up some kind of chain of command? What if they were anticipating something like this and the delay was part of a master plan? What if the Arabs are right about this? Maybe the Jews did kidnap the kids eventually to wipe out Hamas. I'm not going to go on. We've read this one. I'm going to give you the latest one that I've received. All right, here it comes. And by the way, reliable and balanced. Believe it or not, I value balance in my reportees. If they're really, really off to the right or really, really off to the left, I doubt them. This guy is in the middle, but very, very Jewish. All right, here is the report. Didn't those three young Israeli kids jump into a car that A, had yellow Israeli license plates, B, had a Hebrew-speaking driver, and C, oh, let me just do this straight. All right, had a Hebrew-speaking driver, as recorded on the call for help by one of the boys in the back seat. And then the driver turned around in a different direction. And according to what he heard on this cell phone plea for help, the car was listening to Israeli security radio. Did you hear that, Dr. Stan?
Yep.
All right, on with the quote. The car was burned. Within hours, it was burned, eventually found outside Hebron, but the Israeli police took 5 hours to do anything. And he continues, all Israeli kids follow the rule not to go into any car that doesn't have Israeli plates, and you have to speak to the driver first. That's a given. How they got three Israeli kids to all plow into this car. Look, a lot of people aren't buying it, and they shouldn't. It stinks. But on we go with the quote. There was already a campaign with professional and expensive flyers, all sorts of propaganda to gin up an assault on Gaza. And now, the personal view of my...
Hold on, we'll be back in a moment here at the American Food Bank.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan, back for our last session here with Barry Shamus. Go ahead, Barry.
Okay, I'm going to finish this report. And then, all right, first I'll finish this report. The three young Jews are nothing but a pretext for war. Here's the report. Some people believe that it is okay to kill their own in order to keep growing. The lives of many the lives of the many outweigh the lives of the few. And he writes that he doesn't buy this. He writes, I have family and they are great and they are Jewish. But this stinks to high bloody Netanyahu hell. You bet it does. Look, here's what America... Remember, the same characters who removed and dismantled the mines that protected Israel during the Yom Kippur War, the same gangs that were John Kerry, CFR, what have they got, 5,000 members? Henry Kissinger, CFR, what they have back then, 2,600 members? It's the same gang. I'm going to read what the United States was doing with Hamas before this. So far, it's not being called a war. It's an outbreak or an operation. It's a war. Quote, the U.S. has been secretly holding talks with Hamas for months. This was reported by BuzzFeed. I looked them up. They're pretty big. Quote, here's their source. Our administration needed to hear from Hamas that this unity government would move towards democratic election. Oh, my, the delusion. I think he means it. Democratic elections and move toward a more peaceful resolution of the entire region. A U.S. official, on condition of anonymity, told BuzzFeed, it was important to have that line of communication. Now look at the denials. All right. U.S. officials have publicly denied the charges, and that's causing confusion. Is it real or is it not? You bet it's real. They listened. Quote, these assertions are completely untrue. U.S. State Department spokesman Marie Harf told BuzzFeed, there is no back channel. Our position on Hamas has not changed. And then U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Daniel Shapiro, rebuffed the claim, stating emphatically to IDF, that's Army Radio, that reports of secret talks are false. We do not have ties to Hamas. We do not work with them. We do not give assistance to them. Shapiro fired. We will not work with a government that has Hamas sitting in its parliament. You bet. You don't get denials from the ambassador and from the State Department spokesman unless the original report is true. That's my position. You were having talks with Hamas before this war broke out. And I am going to guess that it wasn't to prevent this war. Oh, gosh. Look, this international business to keep the war going. The United Nations Relief and UNRWA, all right, they captured two rocket arsenals in their compounds. Now, you can take this two ways. They returned the arsenals to Hamas. Way number one, they didn't want to be targets. Way number two, they knew what the arsenals would be used for, and they wanted this to carry on. No matter what, the United Nations fed Hamas two rocket arsenals. How many rockets are in an arsenal? I couldn't tell you, but if they were fired the way the Gazans wanted, there would have been a lot of dead Israelis. Now, why is the Egyptian border closed? And why is Kerry using the Egyptians, the mortal enemies of Hamas, to broker a ceasefire? My guess is Egypt wants Hamas destroyed. And apparently so do other people, because if people didn't want Hamas destroyed any way they could be destroyed, the Palestinian Authority would be chucking missiles on Israel. Hezbollah would be chucking rockets on Israel. Even the possibility of Assad in Syria using his armament of over 100,000 rockets would be aimed at Israel. It would be a very different war. There had to have been acknowledgments beforehand. If you wipe out Hamas, we won't interfere. Without those acknowledgments, Israel would have been insane to go into this war. And I'm not sure if the acknowledgments were preceded by threats, but they had to have been made. There, that's my point, and it's wearing me out. Do I have time to do Shaul Mofaz?
Probably not. We're just about at the end of the program. You've got 1 minute.
Then people go to Lulu, LULU.com. Search box, write in my last name, Chamish. Chamish. Get Bye Bye Gaza, the black and white edition. Color's too expensive. And my website is BarryChamish.com. And, you know, it's depressing me that I may be the only sane voice out there.
Well, but, Barry, at least you're a voice, and we give you the opportunity to get that information out. And you keep getting the information out. People need to begin looking carefully at that war, because I think we're Americans heading towards war. And if the American people don't speak out, we can be plunged into something even more insane that's going on in Gaza today. God bless.
Well, I'm glad you give me the opportunity, and it does help, I suppose, maybe. It keeps me alive and going.
All we can do is get the truth out and hope the American people and the people of Israel begin to recognize what's going on. We'll be back here, hopefully, in just a moment.
Bye, folks. Thanks, Dan.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The staff and families at Grace Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Grace Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food, offering a 10% discount for all military personnel. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
You know, we see what's going on over in Gaza. It's obvious that there are people within the Israeli government who wanted this war, who planned this war. I mean, if you go into the background, where did Hamas come from? Why was it originally created by Israeli intelligence? It was created by Israeli intelligence. Where did the Muslim Brotherhood come from? It was created by British intelligence. Who's funding Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS today? Why American intelligence? Nothing as it appears to be. We fought an eight-year war in Vietnam. 58,000 American soldiers died, several hundred thousand wounded. And who is funding the South Vietnamese? Why, we were. We were funding Russia that was funding the North Vietnamese, that was funding the South Vietnamese. We could have won the war in 6 weeks. I was personally told that by a four-star Marine general and by William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos. All we had to do was invade North Korea. There was, pardon me, North Vietnam. It would have been very easy to do. We never did it. They fought the war so they could bring in the great society here at home. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're facing a war with Russia, and it's being manipulated. Read the articles come out this last week by Paul Craig Roberts, former Undersecretary of the Treasury. Paul Craig Roberts grew up on the Internet, pulled them down. And basically you'll find that the American general in charge of NATO is beginning to mobilize NATO in preparation for the war with Russia. The American head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is talking about preparing for the coming war with Russia. Suddenly, legislation has been submitted to Congress. Senate Bill 2277, with 22 Senate backers, basically calling for beginning to mobilize in preparation for war with Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. Get involved. Get and understand that nothing as it appears to be, because the media in America is tightly controlled, and you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, that goes into the background of who's behind this whole thing, who's controlling the media. Then, because you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, goes into the background of who this small group is that controls both political parties. Why do you think they haven't even tried to impeach Obama for all his certainly violation of the law, becoming basically a dictator, certainly refusing to enforce our immigration laws? Why don't they try to impeach him? Oh, no, we're going to sue him. We're going to sue him in court. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all phony. And if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. We have a small group that controls America.